So there's a principle found in the Heavenly Doctrine which states that the Lord rules all things from primes by means of ultimates. And that can be found in Apocalypse Revealed number 31. But we kind of see that principle playing out here in the story of Joseph, because if we look at the contents for chapter 42, it states in 5:3-9:6 that the subject at the end of the previous chapter was the influx of the celestial of the spiritual into the known facts present in the natural and the joining of it to these. And then following on from that, it says, now the subject is the influx of the celestial of the spiritual into the truths of faith there, which are known to the church, and the joining of it to those truths. So again, just remembering that any kind of definitions we can put around these terms really is a working knowledge, and these are things that will be expanded on to eternity. So, but we need to find a way of connecting in so that the word can, you know, support in a conscious way, in a way that we're aware of our spiritual growth and regeneration, or that we can be involved in the process. And that reciprocation is vital if regeneration is to take effect. So the idea here of Joseph being the celestial of the spiritual, what do we mean by that? And so from a working perspective, what we can hold on to is the fact that the Lord works in an unconscious way. So the celestial, when we hear the term celestial, what we're talking about is good. And the celestial of the spiritual is the good that enters from truth. And it is actually the working of divine truth within the human mind. And this takes place at an unconscious level. And what it means is that it translates into a motivation for us to do spiritual work. And it has to be that, because, and it has to be there, because without the Lord present as the celestial of the spiritual, there is no hope for us. We have nothing in and of ourselves that desires anything that remotely looks like genuine spiritual growth. So the very fact that we are willing to approach the word, to apply it to our life, the life of our mind, with a view to self-examination or an examination of the self, the sense of self, the quality of that self in terms of its thoughts and affections, and to shun evils as sins, all of this, the motivation to do all of that, if it is a genuine spiritual motivation, is the product of the word's presence within the mind as the celestial of the spiritual. So then what of this principle that I mentioned previously of the Lord working from primes by means or through ultimates? So this idea means that in order for the Lord to work, he has to be able to enter into our awareness in a form whereby we can grasp that it is the Lord who is present with us. And in the story of Joseph coming down into Egypt, we see the Lord inflowing as the celestial of the spiritual into the human mind, and working at a granular level, literally at a granular level, at the level of grain, if you like. So what that is about is the organization of factual knowledges, or knowledges in particular drawn from the word at the level of the letter. And so the story itself, if you like. So that story, by way of illustration, and we could take any story in the word, but we're working with the story of Joseph. So, you know, knowledge of that story is a container, and it's a container for interior things and the means by which interior things can be revealed to a level of mind that is basically caught up at the sensual, corporeal level. And this is why the Lord has to descend into ultimates, or what is most external, and begin to organize those external things so that they can stand as correspondential vessels by which what is more interior can be revealed, so that salvation or regeneration is even possible. So through doctrine, things can get organized into a form where more interior things can be presented into a person's awareness. The celestial of the spiritual, because it is the good that is in flowing, is largely something we are unconscious of, that we take these knowledges into our mind from the Word, through our reading and study of the Word, but that it is the Lord Himself who then works with that. So the Lord flowing by means of an inward way, or the Logos coming by an inward way, takes hold of those things that are of itself, that have come into the mind by an external way. And so the things in the memory are then able to be worked and organized into a form where principles, spiritual principles, are then able to be seen through them and worked with in a way that can move the regeneration of the mind forward. And notice in 5396, it is the facts that are present in the mind, but they are the known facts. So it is the things that are known that are able to be used by the Lord to bring us into a greater awareness of Him as the Word working in our life. So let me just say something about influx, because this is a largely misunderstood term. And so far as the Lord is concerned, He is omnipresent. So the Lord does not move from point A to point B. Influx, or communication of what is higher with what is lower, is something that takes place when the lower is in a structural form by which the higher can manifest itself. So by the term influx, influx is really a term which is closely related to the idea of correspondence. So influx is correspondence, or all communication, which is what influx is, of the higher into the lower, is by means of correspondence. So what that means is that the lower has to be brought into a correspondential form that so that the higher can be seen within it. And this is what is meant by this reorganization of the facts within the mind into a form by which the Lord can be seen. And the means by which that is achieved is what is called the celestial of the spiritual. It's what prepares the mind for the next phase, which is linked to Benjamin, who is the spiritual of the celestial, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. So just to summarize, the celestial of the spiritual is the Lord's operation as the Word or Logos coming by an interior way, into the facts, or the known facts of the Word, that have been taken into the mind by means of an exterior way, and is that which works to reorganize those things into a form whereby the next phase of the process, represented by Benjamin, which focuses around Benjamin, can then be initiated. So the Lord works from primes, from first things, enters into last things, organizes those last things so that the connecting middle can be built up, which is Benjamin, or what's termed the intermediary or the intermediate. This being the spiritual of the celestial.